Hey Glowgetters, this is your girl Sienna Cruz, back with another dose of daily positivity to fuel your fire and keep that inner sparkle shining bright. Today's all about something super crucial, something we often struggle with but absolutely need to master: setting boundaries in our relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting anything back? You know that feeling when you're always the one making plans, picking up the phone, or offering support while your needs seem to take a backseat? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into boundaries today, because healthy relationships are built on respect, communication, and knowing when to say no without guilt tripping yourself. Okay, so let's get real. Setting boundaries is like having your own personal superpower. It allows you to protect your energy, your time, and most importantly, your mental well-being. It's not about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about creating a space where both parties feel valued and respected. Think of it like this. Imagine a beautiful garden. To have flourishing flowers and vibrant plants, you need to tend to them individually, giving each one the right amount of sunlight, water, and nutrients. Boundaries are like those individual spaces, allowing everyone in your relationship to thrive without feeling overcrowded or neglected. Here's the deal: setting boundaries is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. It takes courage, communication, and sometimes even a little bit of tough love. But trust me, it's so worth it. You'll feel more confident, empowered, and able to show up as your best self in all your relationships. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will have you nailing those boundaries like a pro. 1. Identify your needs. First things first, take some time to really reflect on what makes you feel happy, fulfilled, and respected. What are your non-negotiables? What drains your energy? Knowing your needs is the foundation of setting healthy boundaries. 2. Communicate clearly. Don't leave it up to guesswork. Once you know your needs, clearly communicate them to the other person in a calm and assertive way. Remember, I statements are your best friend here. Instead of saying, "You always make me feel overwhelmed," try something like, "I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments at once." 3. Practice saying no. This is a big one. Saying no can be tough, especially if you're used to people-pleasing. But remember, it's not selfish, it's self-care. Start small by saying no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. 4. Be consistent. Boundaries aren't just words, they are actions. Be consistent in enforcing them, even when it feels uncomfortable. It might take time for people to adjust, but consistency shows you're serious about what matters to you. 5. Reevaluate and adjust. Life is constantly changing, so your boundaries should evolve too. Regularly check in with yourself and see if your boundaries are still serving you. Don't be afraid to adjust them as needed. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's always putting everyone else first. She's the go-to person for advice, errands, and even emotional support, often leaving her feeling drained and overwhelmed. But one day, she realizes that constantly saying yes is taking a toll on her well-being. She starts setting boundaries by declining some requests, politely saying no to social gatherings when she needs downtime, and prioritizing self-care activities. You know what? It was hard at first, but Sarah felt empowered. She had more energy, was able to show up fully for the people who truly mattered, and discovered a newfound sense of peace and balance. So remember, glow-getters, setting boundaries isn't about controlling others, it's about creating space for yourself to thrive. It's about saying yes to what nourishes your soul and no to what depletes your energy. Remember these key takeaways: identify your needs, communicate clearly, practice saying no, be consistent, and reevaluate and adjust as needed. Go out there and set those boundaries like the fierce and fabulous individuals you are. Now I want to hear from you. What's one boundary you're going to set this week? Share it in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going and empower each other to live our best lives, one boundary at a time. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.